Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to go to Panama City, Florida. Our ABC News correspondent Pete Combs is in Panama City where they're prepping for Hurricane Michael. How bad does it look like this one could be, Pete?
This looks bad. I mean, when I say that, I'm not trying to scare anybody, but this is going to be a Cat 3, according to forecasters, when it makes landfall tomorrow afternoon about 1 Eastern time. And that means winds 115 to 120 miles an hour, a storm surge of up to 12 feet, and as many as 12 inches of rain here in the Panhandle as this storm comes ashore.
It's currently a Category 3.
No, right now it's a Cat 1 storm, but it's loose in the Gulf right now, John, and the deal is that area there is so warm, the water is so remarkably warm, that it's expected to fuel this storm in a massive buildup of strength in terms of both wind and rain, and that's what's going to make it, according to forecasters, a Cat 3 when it comes ashore.
Gotcha. And now, what about evacuations? We just went through this here in Virginia where we had, you know, a couple hundred thousand people moved out of their homes and, you know, on the roads trying to find hotels and other accommodations. Is that what's happening in Florida right now?
Absolutely. Right now, at this hour, the evacuation order has gone into effect. Thousands of people here in Panama City and across the Panhandle region of Florida are going to be on the move now, headed north inland away from the storm. There are already shelters. I saw them late last night being set up in places like the Funiak Springs and in other areas around Interstate 10 and north of I-10. That area is still expected to get a lot of rain and a lot of wind as the storm moves inland. It should be over Georgia sometime Thursday night. And get this, John, it's going to be right over Wilmington, North Carolina and Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Wow.
Sometime later on this weekend, dropping as much as 8 inches of rain that they really don't need.
They do not. They're just beginning to dry out from what I'm understanding. So, you know, since Florida sees a lot of these storms, or at least the threat of them every year, I'm guessing there are lots of people who are just ignoring the evacuation order. I mean, for goodness sakes, we saw a lot of people do that in North Carolina 3 weeks ago.
And we did. And, you know, Florida prides itself on having most homes that are relatively new built to what they call the Andrew Code, which is a much stronger building code than what you would see in other parts of the country, maybe in North Carolina. But I can't tell you yet that people are ignoring the order because it's just now been given. These people know hurricanes. There have been 11 major hurricanes since records started being kept back in 1851. Mm-hmm. So these people know how to get out of the way of a hurricane when they need to. And it remains to be seen, John, how many people will heed this call to get out.
So if the order's just been issued, what's the window of evacuation? We saw a lot of people push it right up until the last moment in Wilmington. You know, they were hoping that maybe the storm would diminish in strength, which I guess it did compared to what it could have been. But, you know, clearly Virginia Beach didn't get the same impact that North Carolina did. How long can folks wait in Florida before they get on the road and get out of there?
I think the window closes as early as 6 a.m. Tomorrow, but by that time, we should already see tropical storm force winds. In fact, those winds may hit as early as tonight, John. So the window's really not very wide at all.
Well, it's a pretty remarkable thing. You stay safe, and I'm sure we'll talk to you as the week unfolds and pray that maybe this one diminishes like the previous storm did. Pete Combs, our ABC News correspondent in Panama City, Florida. Thank you.
Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.